All right. Good morning, everybody. Today, we are speaking with Catalyst Air Conditioning out of Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Let's just, awesome. Just introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your business and how you got started.
My name is Chris Bollinger. I'm Alexis Munoz. And how we got started, we are actually high school friends. Been in the industry for numerous years. Our background went on two different paths, but we're always in the trades. Alexis was in HVAC and I was in roofing for a long time. And we just seen a demand for both of those trades to come together. And we have HVAC and roofing side. But we're with two different companies, and those companies, I would say we're going in the direction that we both seen ourselves going in. And for numerous years, we were having the conversations of collaborating and coming together and building something together.
Anything else to hit on?
No, based on it, that's how it all started. We both knew each other very well. We both knew our personalities and who we were and how we worked off with each other. And then with our both separate field, we were coming together to do projects. A lot of times a roof, commercial roof, the AC with all the roofs, so we had to come together to do things. Once that kind of started to build, that's when we said, hey, there's something here that we probably consider to do for ourselves.
I love that. What a great story. And it's really cool that you're able to work together with somebody that you've known for so long and that you've managed to just create this well-oiled machine. So just tell us a little bit about what year you started and how many techs did you have when you first started and where are you today?
First full year was 2023, and it was just the two of us for the beginning. Chris was handling a lot of the office admin stuff, and I was out in the field. The benefit that we have is we live in Southwest Florida. Air conditioning is in high demand. Being in the business for as long as I was, it obviously gave us a little bit of a head start. And then we probably brought on our first couple technicians within the first 3 months. Currently now we're 9 trucks and 18 employees.
That is amazing, you guys, in just over 2 years.
Yes, ma'am. And that actually started, we were going to go live in September of 2022. Yeah. And that's when Hurricane Ian happened to hit. Right. So we put everything on hold. And then we ended up pushing it to July of 2023. We actually went live.
Okay.
Actually, a funny story is we went on vacation together. Up in Georgia, we said we're going to take 2 weeks and go on vacation. Then we get back, we're hitting the pavement running, and we were going live with the company.
That is amazing. What a story. And tell me a little bit about, in the beginning, what was the first thing you guys did to get that traction?
Because of the storm, we already knew that we were going this route, but it actually gave us more time to do the dirty work, the foundational work in building it. So my connections and my business in the industry, I was already preparing people, letting them know that, hey, this is coming. So when we actually did open the doors, people were already in the waiting for us to go ahead and come and join our.
That's a great idea.
Again, we both prepared terrible lives here. And a lot of that helped us as well. A lot of those friendships, connections that we have built just over the years, people trusted us and were willing to have us take care of their.
That's amazing. And you touched on a really important point there, and that's just that community connection, that knowledge that and that trust that you have and that authority that you have within your community. That's a really strong aspect that a lot of people dial into, and that's when they see that success happen. Tell me a little bit about what you've done over the years in terms of marketing, whether it's traditional or non-traditional. What have you done over the years and what would you say has really worked for you?
I'm really the head of the marketing department, which doesn't say much about us. I know absolutely nothing about marketing. And when we started, we didn't have a Facebook page whatsoever. Funny story to that is I personally didn't have Facebook. And I come to find out that in order to have a business Facebook, you have to have a personal one, which I didn't like, which I have today. And I still make a joke about it because Alexis will talk about it saying, hey, promote our business to everybody on your page. I'm like, I have 80 friends on Facebook. I don't have many friends to us too. So I just really Googled what other companies were doing, what channels were out there. Obviously, Google, we knew SEO was a big factor. We needed to find some partners that could help us. But right now, we are currently using Angie and Angie Ads. We use Facebook. We have somebody locally that is helping us with Facebook. I still do not like Facebook, and I don't really participate in it much. So she's handling that end for us and posting videos and content. And it's funny that how we met your company, Plumbing and HVAC SEO, is from a mutual friend that you guys were working with. And we actually seen you guys at a trade show. And when we got back from the trade show, we had asked him what he thought and things like that. And he said, if you guys have the opportunity to work with them, they had 3x my company and grew to what it was now. And he's jumped on board. So he was very helpful. And he's in Naples. We're in Fort Myers. And obviously there's so much work in our area. You don't find it as being competitive and
right.
Go ahead and use that. They're wonderful. They're a great company. So we knew that was one aspect that we're missing, and Google is such a big factor for people searching companies. And it doesn't matter if it's for trades or for mechanics, car mechanics out there. The yellow pages, they're gone. Google is now your new yellow pages.
Yeah. That's such a great sharing story. Thank you so much. It's good to know that you guys are lifting each other up in the industry. And I think that's something that is so important, that collaboration with other business owners and the fact that there's enough to go around and let's just all support each other. And that's really important. What about traditional marketing? Do you do anything in the way of direct mail or lawn signs, door hangers? Do you have anything on the go for that?
We did the direct mailers. We tried our first year companies I've been at. Past that was predominantly all they did for marketing. And so we gave it a shot. We made some phenomenal, fancy, full color flyers. They came out great. However, the return on the investment was almost zero. So we've been our first 3 years just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks, what works.
Sure.
Not for us. I'm trying to take a personal approach. I know I get a lot of that stuff in the mail. And it comes into my home and into garbage. So we've tried to find other avenues. So the direct mail for us wasn't a very big, but you brought up door tags. We do have door knockers and things of that nature, stickers throughout everywhere on all of our equipment so that people know who we are. Everything as far as even private labels on thermostats. So when our thermostat's in your home, you have our company name right there, quickly accessible if you have a question or a problem. Just trying to do good business. We believe in word of mouth and the value of that can bring as well.
Amazing. What would you say over all the years and all the efforts that you've done, what would you say is the most profitable channel for you? Profitable marketing channel?
So far for us, probably Angie's.
Okay.
That's what's generated, I think, most of our opportunities and customers. Chris, I mean,
it has been Angie's completely. And we're new to, I wouldn't say new to Google because we've been on Google, but we really did not
utilize
what it can be scaled to until probably the last 6 months. And, you know, what we understand and then it takes about a year to start moving that needle.
Yeah.
And start seeing a return. So that year will be coming in probably about May. So right before we get into the warmer season. So we're hoping to see a huge tick on that Google algorithm and seeing a lot more of those Google calls come in.
Amazing. And what we all know that Google reviews are incredibly important. What do you do to drive the incentive for Google review?
I think there's a couple different ways we incentivize our technicians to earn them. So that gives them a reason to at least ask and open up that door. On our operating platform, also our technicians are done. It generates text message or an email asking the customer about that experience to hopefully guide them also to giving us a review. But we do, we highly encourage all of our technicians to have a brief discussion with that customer as far as how their experience was, if they were happy and satisfied. Hey, we would just how we continue to grow. And if you don't mind giving us a great review, we would appreciate it.
That's amazing. Sounds like you're dialed right in. What about efforts to reach out to existing clients? This is based on the idea that about 80% of your business should come from existing clients. So what type of efforts do you do to stay connected to your existing client database?
The existing, we have majority of our clients, we have maintenance memberships. So we're always going out there every 6 months, and it's set up for 2 years to maintain your system. So obviously that is a big factor, especially down here in Southwest Florida. Mm-hmm. Our units are running constantly all year long.
Yeah.
Just the algae buildup and everything else that can happen in there. You always want to be cleaning those things. So it's great that we're always touching them every 6 months and letting them know that we're there. Even people that we've just went out there, ran a service call, and maybe they didn't become a customer of ours. Mm-hmm. We still have their information because it has to be put into our CRM in order for our technicians to go out for the job. So we'll send out little email blasts, letting them know that we're still here for them. If they need us for any reason, give us a call. So we're always reaching out and touching those individuals, those customers or potential customers, letting them know we're still here for them.
Amazing. And what about, you talked about in the beginning, your connection to the community and your friends and family and word of mouth that way. Are there any efforts that you're doing in terms of community involvement?
Yeah, we both believe a lot in that. Anything from this year, we sponsored two different soccer teams, youth soccer teams. We sponsored a girls softball team. We sponsored a basketball, a hoops on mission. So that's got a faith-based fundamental there that's as well. We are deeply involved. The past year, we actually participated in a Touch the Truck program, which is for kids on the spectrum that the city of Cape Coral puts on. So we try to get involved with being in different ways, different avenues, just to support our community and also let them know that, hey, we are here for them.
I love that. And that's something that we find is so important for that traction within your community, is that trust factor. As the person answering the door is typically the wife or the lady of the house. And having that trust factor when you open that front door is just incredible. Being able to really feel confident about who's coming to service your house in any way. Do you, ahead of an appointment, do you send out, hey, the technician's on his way? And so what do you do in terms of allowing that trust to build?
So the platform that we use, the CRM platform, has that all built into it. So we have headshots for every technician. So you see a picture of that technician who's actually coming out, who's being dispatched. And then it also gives us the ability to put a little bio of that technician and who they are. So they know their first name, just something personable about them that we put in there. So you know who is knocking on your front door before that we even show up.
I love that. That's a big part of it.
You brought up things. The run for a single woman at home.
Yeah.
And that was for me when we started really researching the CRM platform. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Have your wife at home. She doesn't know who's coming.
Yeah.
She pulls up an unmarked white van. Hey, I'm here to work your AC. You don't know the difference.
Yeah.
This kind of helps to break that ice. I know who's coming to my home. I know their name. Hey, you're not this guy. I don't want you in my home. Gives you that sense of security.
Absolutely. I think that is so important. And it sounds like you just dialed that right in. You get it. Obviously, you have families and you understand that the importance of that. Let's just say you were sitting across the table from somebody who is thinking about stepping into the industry, thinking about starting their own company, really on the fence. What advice would you give them if you had to give them, say, one or two pieces of key advice? What would you say to them in that effort to start a company?
Run.
There might be some truth there.
Sure. Yeah, that's totally fair. I love it.
Don't let fear stop you.
Yeah.
We live in America. We have opportunities for everybody. I think fear tends to stop a lot of people. Fear of the unknown, the what if. So me personally, that would, one thing I would touch on is, you have one shot at this thing called like, it works great. If it doesn't, hey, you know the business, you know how to do HVAC, you know, or plumbing, whatever that may be. You can always look back into it if it didn't work on your role. But you don't want to be 67 years old thinking about, oh man, I missed my shot.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. Chris, what about you?
I would say, obviously, you're going to have your ups and downs. Some days you're going to feel like everything's falling in on me. I want to quit. You know, that's everybody. And I feel like you should surround yourself or with other individuals that are in the industry or in business and look for more of maybe a mentorship. And that's one thing that we've done. Obviously, we're new into this. We're only 2.5. We're coming on our third year right now. And we've reached out to individuals that have been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years that are, you know, 20 years, 30 years older than us. That way we reach out to them all the time to try to feed into us and saying, hey, do you have any advice? Did you go through this? And it helps and it reassures you, like,
yeah,
this happens to everybody. Don't think it's just you that you messed up along the way or something happened and you dealt with something with maybe technicians that you didn't see what would happen or a truck being down. All these guys that have been doing this 30 plus years, and they're like, oh yeah, that's easy. Don't worry about that. You'll get past that. That'll be part of the norm for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah. You know,
that gives you a little bit more comfort going, oh, these guys that are successful that have had this company for 30 years, they went through the same stuff that I'm going through right now.
Yeah, that's so important to realize. You're not alone. You're not the only one. Promise you, somebody else is dealing with the same thing or has dealt with the same thing, and just stick with it. The long-term game. And that's words of assurance that we say to all of our clients quite often in the beginning is, promise you, we've heard that across the board. Or I've been talking to somebody, you know, elsewhere and they're dealing with the same thing. So having that sense of support and that mentorship is so important. On that note, is there any affiliations that you guys are part of? Are there groups that you guys get involved with for that type of support and mentorship?
Yeah, we have a couple of them. How we actually ran into your company is we were at something called Service Nation that was up in Orlando last year. So we've seen you guys at one of the booths there. But also we're part of a mentoring program with a company called Praxis S10, where they mentor a lot of HVAC and plumbing companies nationwide. And the great thing about them is they're actually in our backyard. They're in Sarasota.
Perfect.
So just a phone call away or a drive away that we can go ask questions or, hey, we're running into this problem. And like I said, it's great because we pick up the phone, they're there and they're like, don't worry about it. This is what we do. This is what we have to do to fix it. Not that big of a deal. We've seen it. Like you said, we've seen this hundreds of times. It's not something that's happened to you that hasn't happened to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I think that's helped us out tremendously is being part of a group just to know that we're not alone.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that is they're like, I'll do it all on my own. They don't have anybody to help feed into them and guide them along the way.
Yeah, it's so important. And I think that's true with anything in life is just having that support network and having people that can kind of walk alongside you on those hard times and just reassure you, I promise, it's going to get better. You're not the only one. And so it sounds, again, you've just dialed that right in and leaning into that support when you get. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. I'm so grateful that you jumped on today. Thank you so much for joining me and telling your story. So we can inspire others who are considering the same thing. So appreciate you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.